The problem is this. Owning a home is important. Mm-hmm. That is true and that is fair. But do we want to own a home or do we need to own a home? You see, this is the problem. A lot of people are getting into debt, especially a lot of young people, where they don't have as much experience, they don't have enough income, they don't have that kind of savings, and they're going to home ownership very, very early. And sometimes the young people who are going into home ownership early, they lock themselves into a 30-year, 25-year debt. And if they lose their jobs, they're going to lose their homes, they're going to destroy their credit, they're going to go bankrupt. And sometimes I say to people, do you want or you do need a home? The reason why I say that is because, think about the absurdity, okay? The average numbers of people per household in Australia is 2.5 people, approximately, mm-hmm. 2.6 if you want to argue, but 2.5 people. But the average house that we build is about 3.5 bedrooms, mm-hmm. the new houses that we build. Mm-hmm. Now, why does 2.5 people need 3.5 rooms? That means we are all building houses way too big than what we need. That means you're taking a loan and a debt for a property that's way too expensive for you. And just personally for me, all my friends who bought houses, a lot of them are husband and wife and a two-year-old child in a four-bedroom house. Do they need a four-bedroom house? I want you guys to think about this as millennials. Should you be buying a one or two-bedroom apartment, or should you be buying a four-bedroom house? How much should you be really spending?